Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. It's kind of always about that. Today, what happens on this episode that the fine listeners are about to watch or listen to?
We talk about the filming of your special.
We talk about the filming of my special, which went really well.
Spoiler, it went well. I sing a song from your special.
You do sing a song.
I sing two songs about friendship. True friendship.
True friendship.
Honest friendship that starts in a meeting at work and changes to having drinks in real life.
I also, in the 11th hour, apologize to my mother.
We all apologize to her.
We all apologize to Mom.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom. Thank you all for listening. Happy Wednesday or whatever. Okay, we just started recording and Annie from the kitchen shouted, "What's wrong with your face? What happened to your face?" For the listener, I'm clean shaven for
what
my
is
other
it?
Job.
What
for
is
the
it
listener
say?
Viewer, what is wrong with my face?
What is wrong? First of all, what is wrong with your face? Second of all, I did not notice that you shaved your face.
What
does it say about our relationship that I only notice when something is stupid on your face?
Which means that the shaving is not stupid.
No, it's not stupid. It's just your regular face.
Thank God.
Imagine if I was like, you look insane.
Wow, what's wrong with your literal face? At this job I'm doing in San Diego, it was like 2 days ago that they were like, okay, everybody, you need to be clean shaven now, starting now, because people are getting fake mustaches and doing the whole thing.
Even legs?
Not legs.
Only face.
Just face and pits.
Yeah. I have a tiny bit of a mustache that I have to shave every so often, like once every like 6 months.
Do you do the little like this kind?
No, microblading.
Yeah.
No, that's so cool. Have you seen that? The girlies online, they spray their face white.
What
like,
is that?
Dust.
What
like,
is
it's
that?
It's just, it's bullshit is what it is. It's basically like dry shampoo.
But it shows where the hair is.
It just sticks to your hair.
Right.
And everybody has hair on their face.
Right.
So of course it sticks to your whole face.
Then
and then these girls are like, oh my God, I'm so hairy in the face.
And it's like, yeah,
and it's
everyone is.
And it's not meant to be like, oh, your face hair is so ugly. The narrative is that your face creams will stick to your face better if your face was hairless, which is crazy.
How about
it
the
feels
people?
True-ish. It feels definitely true.
Well, I'm sure it's true, but it's a ridiculous regimen.
Who are the people that are like, don't shave your face because it'll grow back thicker?
Is that a myth?
That can't be true, right?
It's not true. Yeah.
That can't be true. That's not how hair works.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, here's something. How come hair on head grow long forever?
Yeah. How do hair know where it is?
How do hair know where it is? Truly. How come your mustache don't go on forever?
Is. How do hair know where
and the
it
armpit
is?
Go?
How do hair know where
and the
it
other
is?
Stuff?
How seriously, how do hair know where it is, though, for real?
This is what I want to know. Is
eyelash?
Like,
how does an eyelash know it's an eyelash? Is it made up of the same stuff? This is a STEM podcast.
How does
Grant,
an eyelash
is it made
know
up of the same
an,
stuff?
Wait, how does an eyelash know it's an eyelash? It's kind of cute and
how
poetic.
How does a bird know it's a bird?
Today, I told my therapist that I feel like I'm moving so quickly that all the poetry is flying off me.
In a good way? Like you're
in a bad
like
way.
You're zooming? Oh. Flying off you like... like a bad paint job and you're going too fast.
Yeah.
It's fallen off.
Yeah.
Oh, Gabe, I have to tell you.
And she said, oh. That's what she said.
But I don't think so because I'm moving so fast. I'll get to you, Grant. I'm moving so fast that all the poetry is flying off me is in itself poetic.
Totally. So I'll always be sparkling, beautiful poem girl.
How does Allie know who she is? Is
oh my God, this is haunting.
No,
stop! My least favorite song.
Grant, what were you gonna say, bro?
I was talking with Allie in the pool at the desert. I think we're on the topic of mental health or therapy or whatever. And I was saying, I bet this podcast is so good for you.
This pissed me off bad.
This is so funny.
I'm ready.
I bet this podcast is so good for you because it's an hour of you just getting the crazy out. It's a release, blowing off steam.
I can't believe.
He said it's 1 hour a week where you get the crazy out.
First of all, bold of you to say. Second of all, Al, can you look over there? Nice.
No.
Sick.
This is where I look at Grant and I say, you obviously.
Can you just a little bit lower on your mic? Yeah, I know. I know it's terrible timing.
Despite years of spending time together, despite years of sibling dumb, you obviously don't know a fucking thing about me because an hour to get the crazy out. First of all, what you're referring to as the crazy is my straight up personality.
Me. And second of all, it's going to take way more than an hour to get the crazy
literally
out.
Literally, like if you are assuming that I'm like pent up and I, oh my God, what a relief. An hour a week, I'm able to be a little goofy. You don't know me.
Bruh, you're going to need more than an owie to get the
out. It's my whole personality. There's I would need a lifetime to get it out. An entire lifetime to get it all out. I need an entire lifetime to get the crazy out. It's going to take approximately 95 years to get it out. If you think an hour a week is enough, you clearly don't know me.
That was bold of you to say. I am going to need you to lower the mic a tiny bit or none of these clips.
It's at my chin.
No, I know. I understand. It is now. It is now. When you were talking, it was up here. I just want...
No, and I lowered it when you asked me to, and then you just brought it up again for some reason.
Because it came back up. That's why I was saying. God. I'm just saying. I know you're mad, but I want...
What I've said... I'm going to say this right now because we're at the beginning of a long evening of recording. You either have me in a good vibe or...
You don't have me at all.
Or you don't have me at all. I can walk out that door, boys.
Okay. Bummer. That would be bummer. Because we did drive all the way over here.
Well, this is the thing.
I did get on a train this morning.
Now that we're talking about the desert and our time there, I will say I walked in on Grant telling Mish and Kev that he does a ton of the work, like most of the work for this podcast.
For sure.
To which I agreed with. And then I said, but without me, you would be two boys with microphones.
For sure.
Think about that. Because he started giving me... Exactly. Because he started giving me flack. And I was like...
Both can be true.
You can give me flack. But without me, you'd be two foos with microphones.
Agree.
And with me, we're three foos with microphones.
What would we do as a podcast? You and me, Grant. If we had no Al here... What would it be? Would it just be us talking about how you hate basketball, except for college basketball? What would it be?
It'd probably just be like a shitty reaction Twitch channel. Us just watching TikToks or
watching
something.
TikToks.
You guys would watch those videos that those boys make where they like throw a ping pong ball down the stairs and it finally goes into the solo cup. And they're like,
yeah! It bounces off like 10 pans.
No, we'd be like a bad DaVinci twins. You know those guys?
DaVinci?
Yeah.
DaVinci?
I loved the DaVinci twins. They're still making content, you know.
Are they really?
What else would they do?
What's the life of a DaVinci twin? Like the arc of a... I don't mean literally how long do these twins live. What's the cultural life?
When do we think the DaVinci twins are going to die?
What's the cultural life of a DaVinci twin? Like they come on and we all go, ha ha ha, these boys, so interesting, so unique, so goofy, so whatever.
So I've seen some of their live streams.
And they pop up and then they don't... Or do they continue to garner... Do they turn it into money? Like what goes on?
They're still making the DaVinci joke.
DaVinci!
They go... DaVinci? I've watched a live stream of them and they're still going like DaVinci. But also they're just like a sight to behold. So people are often beholding it.
Because they're goofy or are they hot?
People beholding
it. They're goofy, right? They're not hot, huh? They're goofy, not hot. Okay, but sometimes hot. Goofy?
I know what you're going to say, and it's impossible to be both goofy and hot. I'll say it. You have to pick one.
No. Yes. What about, what's his name? John Krasinski. Remember him?
He's
from The Office.
Not really goofy. He kind of plays a straight man.
Yeah, but he was a little bit goofy. Well, okay, not that goofy.
He was hot because he wasn't goofy. Okay, by the way,
Dwight Schrute,
goofy, not hot. No offense.
We're headed down. Okay, I got a phone call from shout out Brady Kreitz.
Shout out Haircut.
Formerly Hair Kreitz at Rochester High School.
The listener might know him as Gabe's best friend from high school.
Yes. So I got a phone call because he is to be wed, and we were chatting about that. And I am to be father, and we were chatting about that. Thank you so much. Thank you! Thank you!
Totally.
Not the theme song. The theme song playing. He called me and he said, hey, I was listening to an episode. And he said, because he's also the oldest of four siblings.
Oh.
In the same order, too.
Does he fancy himself the peacekeeper?
Boy, girl. And he called me and we were talking and he's like, I was listening to it. And it was an episode where Grant and Allie were really arguing.
Yes. And you said you were the peacekeeper in that episode.
And he said, I listened to the way that you were responding to their argument. And he said, I knew exactly how it felt. It's the same. He said it was the same as the way his siblings, who are your same lineup.
The middles
go at it.
You know what? We and should join forces older sibling, because we're the middles.
And as an older sibling, it was just, he could just relate to just having so much of the wisdom and so much of the clarity about how to it and how to make it feel.
You've never
peaceful.
Settled an argument for us ever once. Grant, we should start a club called the Middles.
Anyway, shout out Brady Kreitz.
Like a real club where you have to.
That would be y'all's podcast. Grant and I's would be Davinky.
Well, we have three podcasts and we'd be it's all yeah. just the versions yeah,
it's
of
just versions of us.
And none of them make money.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to start a podcast called The Middles. I want to start a club called The Middles where all the middle kids get together and we'd be middling.
Or is it like a nightclub where you have to like prove your middleness upon entry? And this gets into dicey territory.
Why?
We don't
just having to prove anything upon entry.
You have to prove your age upon entry.
That's true.
And for some nightclubs in Los Angeles, who will remain nameless, you have to prove that you're hot enough. And to do
tenants
that...
Tenants of the trees.
Stop. To do that, stop.
Tenants
stop,
of the trees
stop.
Located in stop, Silver stop, Lake, stop, Los
stop,
Angeles.
Stop.
Wait.
You have a sound cue? Yeah. Too late. Way too late. Yeah.
To prove that you're hot enough to get into a nightclub in Los Angeles, all you have to do is show up and be hot enough. But to prove that you're old enough, you need ID.
Do you have any tips on that?
No, God, no. I've never accomplished it on my own.
You just show up with who you
definitely
have
to be a female to get into nightclubs in Los Angeles. That's
for sure.
Oh, totally.
They don't want the boy ones.
And
they don't want the boy ones.
No, almost never. Because why? Because, and?
Admittedly,
why would they? Why would they?
Why would you want the boy ones?
Why would you want the boy ones there?
Yeah.
What do they bring to the party? Because let me tell you something, they're not buying things anymore.
I saw...
For the girl ones. That's true. So I'm not totally sure what they're bringing.
They're not out here buying drinks anymore?
No.
Why? What happened?
It's all been ruined.
It's all been ruined by something, and I can't really put my finger on it.
I don't
it.
Think anyone can, but...
But men have stopped paying.
It's a giant stalemate.
Yeah, a giant cultural stalemate?
No, dating in big cities is a giant stalemate.
Yes, it totally is.
Because you don't... Like, I'll even, like, my friends, like, will rarely buy drinks for women anymore because, like, there's a coin flip that they'll just take your drink and run away because they know that they can just get a free drink from you. So you're like, I'm not doing this.
So that's not worth it. And then also on the flip side, there's the safety issue of a stranger buying you a drink.
I also think that there's, like, a financial piece to it that
people have less discretionary income than they did.
Well, not just that, but like a drink at a club in LA is like $18.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can't be like, okay, I'm buying this round. That's like $300.
No, literally. Like, literally.
I think if drinks were like a beer, like $5 to $8, I'd buy people drinks all the time.
That's what happened in movies and in TV growing up. It was always like, this round's on me. You cannot do that.
Imagine
anymore. Could you imagine? That's literally
you
saying.
The power that would course through your veins.
That's literally you saying $400.
Literally.
$400.
I've made you know, classic when people get too drunk, they like start buying people drinks.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
And gotten like a round of shots for the group I'm with.
Yeah.
And then you get the thing and it's like $120. And you're like, yeah. for shots, tequila. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. That's the reason. But honestly, aside from how like culturally whacked out dating is in general, not just big cities, everywhere, I do think that a lion's share of the fact that men have stopped buying women drinks has to do with the fact that drinks are really expensive. Because I've stopped buying.
You think it's like, price. You think it's economic.
I think it's a combination of
all. I think it's a combination of a bunch of things. But what would motivate me to even like, even when a friend, even when I'm ordering at the bar and I'm like, what do you want to a friend? All of a sudden, my bill is $50.
I know. That's a big gesture.
It's a big gesture.
I just did this too. And everybody immediately, the response is, oh, I'll get the next one.
Yeah.
Because people are like, thank you for making a down payment on a house on my behalf.
It's so expensive.
It's so expensive.
And I know people who have started packing flasks in their boots.
In their boots?
Your boots, your bags, your sleeves. I have a friend that has a flask that looks like a hairbrush.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, like it's trying to trick people like a hairbrush? Like those things
they used
to have?
I mean, you could even use it as a hairbrush, but they fill it with tequila. Yeah.
They used to have those like things you could sneak into sports arenas that were like, it looks like a Gatorade bottle, but it's actually hiding a vape or whatever. Have you seen those?
What? No. One time on my way into a Dodgers game,
I'm having an eerie...
I tried to bring some pepper spray.
I'm having kind of an eerie...
Some pepper spray I had bought because a man chased me down the street.
We've already addressed the pepper spray on the podcast.
But what you don't know is it got taken away at Dodger Stadium. Would you like to talk about last weekend... when you taped your special?
Yeah, I did. I taped my special.
Should you do a song? Should you do a song for your special on here as a sneak preview?
Yeah, I'll do a song for my special on here as a sneak preview. Ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Can I sing along or should I be quiet?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to sing a song from my special? This has never happened before. Do you want to sing a song from my special to the best of your memory?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Which one would you like to try to sing?
I think I could do the football and theater one.
That's not in the special anymore. And also, I don't remember how to play it.
Okay.
But we're off to a great start.
Songs from your special.
You could do a cappella. You could do Leto. You could do... Lauren thinks she could do all the voicemail ones.
Oh, I could definitely not do the voicemail ones.
Could you do... could you do? Well, you wouldn't want to do good at sex.
I could maybe do Jared Leto.
There's some boys who go to college. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Grant, maybe you and I sing the Jared Leto one together.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you want to start at the beginning or do you want to just? Okay, yeah, yeah.
How does it start?
I don't have reverb.
Is this wise from a business perspective?
Yeah, it's a little
teaser.
Well,
we're going to do a bad job of it anyway. So you want to find success from your art? Oh, well, there's a little place you can start, Grant.
Oh, yeah.
And then one phone will stop and not be made nameless. Just have a relative who's already famous. Thanks, will you please be my papa? Oh, yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
Will you please be my mama? Oh, yeah. Hey, Beyonce, will you please be my auntie? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cause it's a family business. Jude Law, will you please be my uncle? Oh, yeah. Jared Leto. Jared Leto.
Just giving away the whole bit of the song. Wow. You know, it's really nice to see your art reflected back at you.
Can you believe I've seen this special of Gabe's like 47 times?
That might be the oldest song in the show.
Yeah.
That song. Cause I did that song. I came up with that song
a thousand years ago. Anyway, I receive an email some 2 days before Gabriel's special.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a call sheet to film his special. For those of you who don't know what a call sheet is, that's something you receive when you are going to work on a set.
Uh-huh.
It's the sheet that tells you what time you're supposed to show up, where you're supposed to show up to, and what the day is going to look like.
I'll fill in a little bit of details.
I receive a call sheet to my email, and I say, now what fresh hell is this? Because for the listener...
You were called at 9 a.m., I think.
Just so you know, I also have a job that requires quite a bit of my time and energy. And I'm also in an extremely busy season for work. It is requiring like 13, 14 hour days. I'm working on the weekends. I am at capacity.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
That's working for the weekend. I'm working on the weekend.
Ellie's always working on the weekend.
Exactly. So I receive a call sheet.
Hey, shout out to that singer. We love you. Hey, in the comments, the singer of that song, we love you.
So I receive a call sheet to my email and I'm like, what fresh hell is this? I click on it. I see that my little name next to PA, that is production assistant. That is the person that runs around like a chicken with their head cut off all day, helping anyone and everyone. Allie Gibbs. Called at 9 a.m.
Okay,
I immediately scroll to find Gabe's name to see what time Gabe is called to his own shoot.
And that
would be none other than 11 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Not only have I not agreed to be his assistant for the day, but I have to show up two hours earlier than him.
Okay. On paper, yes.
On paper, I have proof that this is true.
Correct. Here's what happened. Here's how it went down. We had PAs in the budget, and then we realized I can't afford PAs.
Right.
So we were like, can we take those out of the budget? Can we use it for lights?
Sure.
I was like, sure.
Gabe was like, I know what I'll do to solve this problem.
And I wrote in your name and Grant's name, and this was like 6 weeks ago because we wanted, Steven and I were like, Manager Steven and I were like, well, we definitely are going to need some help. And I was like, I can probably convince my siblings to help. And then I flat out forgot that I said that.
Okay.
For 6 weeks, I forgot that I said that.
So I receive this call sheet. I'm irate because I'm doing 1,000 things at once. And I'm like, I can't believe. At first, I blamed myself. I was like, maybe I agreed to this and I forgot.
No, dude.
And then I was like,
no.
For either way, this is too much. I'm doing too much. This is too much to ask. Typically, no. But just again, keep in mind, we're both in a very busy season of life. So I'm like, I can't also be your assistant. Whatever. I text Gabe's manager, Steven.
Who is?
And this is
also your friend.
This is, by the way,
he's a
a time that I've asserted boundaries in my life.
He's a business boy, but he's also just a pal, just a bud.
No, I know.
Just an amigo.
But in this instance, he was your manager.
Yeah, okay.
And I text and I say, can you tell me who my boss is for Sunday? I just received a call sheet. And he responds and he says, that's me. And I say, okay, great. Just wanted to let my boss know that I will not be coming in at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I will be rolling up at 11 at the earliest, my man.
Yeah.
And I showed up before you, of course, and rocked up to the theater. And I said to your director, okay, put me to work. What do you need? And he said, do you know anything about lights? And I said, God, no. Yeah. And then sat down in the theater seat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, admittedly, I didn't need for you to, although you're in the show, I need you to sign a release form. Genuinely.
I'm not signing that.
I know. I genuinely need you to sign a release form.
I am not.
And it's a different kind of release form than like just a talent release form. I need you to sign a certificate that says you're in this, but you don't own the creative of it. Which is a terrible position for me to be in with a grumpy sis.
Chat, I find myself in an incredible negotiating position at the moment.
An incredible negotiating position. An unedited, unreleased special.
He needs something from me, and now I can get something from him.
Okay, but
I will sign your document.
But can we call you sign the document and we call it a truce? Because
truce?
A, wait, let me finish. Because A, you didn't have to come at 9 a.m. So. Moot point. B, you dropped the keyboard on the ground that I needed for that.
Not
special.
I do not accept this truce. You dropped get what the you
keyboard.
Pay for.
You dropped
the service
keyboard.
Was commensurate with the you price of the production assistant, which was $0 yeah. and 0 cents. I still feel I'm in negotiating.
You. We fed you.
Power.
We fed you.
You gave me a pizza and a sandwich.
Yes. What is that? That is a fed. Why do I keep wanting to be spooky today?
I spent my one and only entire day off backstage. Now, Gabe did a great job. Very proud of him.
I'm proud of how it went. The thing I'm excited... You had more to say. I'm sorry.
Well,
you,
I was just going to say, great job. I obviously don't regret helping you. I'm obviously here for you to help. But you will be owing me probably like ice cream.
Sure. Easy squeezy.
Maybe even...
Tonight, one night only, ice cream at Grant Nanny's apartment. Pew, 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 pew. Hot fudge, sprinkles, whipped cream, cherry, no stem.
Whoa, big that, promise.
That was my Will Arnett impression and it hurts my throat.
It was pretty good, but don't do that.
Okay. I am proud of how it went. I hope we're in the edit now and I think it's going to turn out really good. I'm going to be really proud of it. It... what I was most proud of was that it was like our community. It was our community that made it. Like it was directed by Mulberger, who is, he directs everything I do and I trust him so much and I love him so much. And I'm so glad that he was in charge of it. And it's going to be edited by Alden, who's got one of my favorite creative brains in the world. And I was styled by Melissa and it's Steven, who's a manager, but he's a friend. And
speaking of our community, your friend, Oren Whalen.
And Oren was the
production designer. He's also my neighbor who has chickens and a beautiful garden.
Having chickens right now in this egg shortage, what a delight.
What a power move.
Wow.
He's also a painter. And yesterday I was in a meeting. Now, chat, just note, it's Monday today. I mean, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
And I was in a meeting on a Sunday.
What is today when this comes out? Happy March
26th.
26th. Happy March 26th, everyone.
At 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m. I've been releasing
the YouTubes
at like 6. I was in a meeting
for work, and I was talking to this random guy from an agency we hired, and he had a painting behind him that looked like an Oren Whalen original.
No way.
And so I say out loud in the meeting, just completely unprofessionally and disturbing the peace, excuse me, Ethan, nice to meet you. Should I use his real name? Doesn't matter. It's a first name.
He's fine.
I say, nice to meet you. I say, who painted that painting behind you? And everyone started cracking up. And I was like, oh, right. I'm being, as Grant would say, crazy. And he was like, I don't know. It's my roommates, but I'll find out. In the middle of the email, or in the middle of the meeting, I get an email from him. The painter's name is Oren Whalen.
No way.
I say, I know that man.
That is our friend. That's our friend.
That's our friend.
That's literally our friend.
Should we write a song about friendship?
Yeah, we could write a song about friendship right now in this moment.
Can you
moment.
Please play something not spooky?
I don't know why I'm having a spooky eerie. It's not even a Halloween episode. We've never done a Halloween episode. We haven't been alive a year yet. Yeah. Happy March 26th or halfway Halloween.
Or getting close to Easter holiday. Oh, all yeah. about Roberts.
Roberts? Roberts? Bernie Roberts. Okay.
Bernie Roberts.
You want a little song about...
Yeah.
You want a little song about friendship? Okay.
I'm playing a reel in my head of the faces of all of my friends. When you're feeling sad and down, who's there for you besides your mom? When you need someone to go to the bar with and drink a tequila shot, who do you do it? It's with your friends. Who come to your birthday party?
Your friends.
And who do you have a sleepover with?
Your friends.
And who do you text when something bad happens? to go.
You're afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, girl.
You're afraid.
It's totally your friends and sometimes your mom.
And your mom can be a friend.
Your mom can be a friend.
Yeah, your mom can be a friend.
I guess my mom is a friend. That was a song about actually my mom.
Aren't they all ultimately?
And your mom.
This is one of those moments where you and I are writing the dumbest song in the world, and I take the time in the middle of the song to look over at our brother Grant, who is on a different planet.
He's checked out.
He's in a different world because he goes, here, they're doing their thing for a second. I'll just go ahead and tune out so I don't feel the absolute
I heard him talking
cringe
about
cringe monster takeover.
I heard him talking about us yesterday, and he thinks that we're corny.
For sure.
He for sure he thinks corny. That.
And for sure we are, dude. What? Of corny. Course.
Corny?
What do you mean corny? Corny? Bro, I'm over here doing... That's corny, dude.
Can you well, define
to,
corny,
We're trying
Grant?
To put a little swag on corny, you know what I mean? Even me saying that is
no,
corny.
No, that was bad. My, when I clocked that,
and that was
really
terrible,
bad.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
No, see, there's...
We're corny. Don't even worry about it, Grant. Don't worry. We're just corny little friends.
Ew. We're...
You didn't like it?
No. Yuck.
Okay.
There's corny and there's cringe. Wait. There's corny and there's cringe. Both sides of them have fringe.
Okay.
My hair burnt and it's singe.
Oh.
Diet Coke in the fridge.
Yeah. Okay, soft slant rhyme. I
come
like
on,
it.
Come on.
Okay, there's corny and there's cringe.
You guys are corny. You're not cringe.
I'm
actually
honestly I guess, flattered.
Yeah.
Honestly
yeah. Flattered. That's a win. With what we're up to, that's a win. That's
I will
huge.
Say the only I don't really have anything to say about this other than the fact that at peak corny and venturing into cringe is Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay, so it not Lin-Manuel Miranda Grant taking catching
hates,
strays on this podcast.
Hates him.
This is going to be the worst take for our demographic, but I think Hamilton is the corniest shit that's ever been created, bro.
Stop. Have you seen it or you've just experienced
have
it.
No, I've
just
seen it.
It doesn't matter. It's
no.
So we're not gonna have any after this. It's so corny. Trying to rap about history
Grant?
And it's Lin-Manuel
Grant?
Miranda and hip like this.
Grant, can I say you can continue to carry that opinion no matter what. I will respect your opinion if you actually sit down and watch the entire film.
I'm sure it's good. I'll probably change my mind and I'm sure it's good, but that's why I don't. That's why I'm not gonna watch it.
Because you want to stay
hold
a hater.
On to I want to be. Hey, I, yeah, I want
to
be.
You
want
to hold on to
it
hate.
Still.
Okay,
but you got to admit,
wait,
it's
but,
the
but,
corniest premise of all time.
But is there a agree? Is there a the premise is corny? If you were to pitch this before you knew what it was,
exactly.
Like, if you before you knew how Hamilton turned out, if you were to be like, we're doing a rap musical about Alexander Hamilton, if you were to pitch that before you knew what it became,
totally,
you'd be
I
like,
mean, sure,
don't.
But I like the
you'd
show.
Be like, don't.
I think he does a very good job with it.
Agree. I'm just saying, I agree with that. The premise, without knowing what it turned into, would be insane.
Well, yes, but can I just say, name me the premise of any musical ever that you wouldn't hear and be like, okay, well, that's crazy.
I also agree with that.
Good question. That's also fair. You know what? You said premise. And you know what premise I was just thinking of that I wish we could bring back? Do you remember the film Max Keebler's Big Move?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Okay,
do you know
hold
what the
on.
Premise is?
It's
can
coming
you give
back
it to me?
To me? It's coming
you,
back to me.
Are you? Was it
he's,
right in between? Was it, are you too young for it? Or
it's really
you don't
old.
Remember it?
It's really old. He's instigating
was,
a bully at school and he's like, I'm going to fight you thinking... This is like what's in the and mind you, I'm a person that can be surprised by the same twist ending twice because I cannot remember anything I've ever consumed. But I have an inkling that he's like instigating a a conflict with a school bully because he's like, I'm moving at the end of the week so I can fucking stick it to him and then I won't have to pay the price. And then he's like, let's fight in the parking lot after school. And he's like, on Friday, because in his mind, he's like, I'm moving. And then he finds out that he's not moving and he does have to go ahead and fight the bully. And I think he winds up in a dumpster.
I think that's pretty much right.
Okay.
As far as I can remember.
High five.
Why would you high five the off-camera person 10 feet away?
I was high-fiving the audience.
Oh.
Just to be clear, I'm talking to them.
I get
you.
You're right. This podcast is you talking to the listener and us just being here. That's kind of what it is. I'm just sort of your chat. Underscore. I'm your underscore and your second banana.
You're the pianist.
Yeah.
I could not. Out of respect for you, I'll say I could not do these songs without you playing the piano.
Yeah, okay.
And so I need you here for that reason.
Okay. Otherwise, it would just be you two doing middles.
The middles.
I feel like you guys should start the middles. Maybe that could just be a segment on this podcast where you guys have like a few minutes to do a podcast.
Now, what are some strong? Okay, what are some strong traits of a middle child that we could talk through on our middles segment?
Well, it's usually feeling left out, right? That's the sort of top line, is that you feel left out because the baby gets the attention and the oldest got the initial attention.
Right.
And is experiencing all the things first, so parents are more tuned in.
Right.
The middles are being overlooked. That's usually the shtick. So and then how does that come out? Grant, it's a STEM podcast and also you're one of them. How does that usually...
I wasn't paying attention the past like 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Okay, I think...
No, I was, but I don't know.
The middles...
What are traits of a middle child?
We'll find out.
Should we ask Siri?
Well, okay.
This isn't that kind of podcast. We don't ask Siri.
No, but I am going to ask the internet.
What?
While you vamp.
I don't want to ask the internet. No. How do you feel as having an older and a younger?
Well, I'm an eldest daughter.
How you identify more than as a...
1,000%. Because I'd be getting these TikToks online that are like, eldest daughters, am I right? And it's the ones who are like making
organizing,
the restaurant reservations and being like, everyone has to do this.
Picking people up, telling people what to do.
Yeah.
Producing the family events.
Yeah, exactly.
Producing family events.
And I'm like, if that ain't my lot in life, I don't know what is.
If I had a nickel.
I'm the kind of girl.
For every call sheet I sent the family.
Yeah, for
before
real.
Christmas and Easter.
Uh-huh. I'm the kind of girl that when we all walk into an establishment, we all are arriving to at the same time for the first time, people look at me and go, do you know where the bathroom is? Do you know what I mean?
You give that you know where the bathroom is energy.
Right. Because I walk with a purpose. And so people think I know where I'm going. Even when I don't know where I'm going.
You also are always carrying an iPad and have
I always
and
have a little headset
in.
On.
Yeah.
I always have a Bluetooth headset on and I'm always.
Yeah.
Jokes aside, I did walk in here tonight on a call.
Yeah, you did. But it's no longer. I wish we would go back to like the Bluetooth.
Ugh,
wouldn't
that
be sick? Because now it's just people in headphones. But there was an era where it had a little.
I will say I do take calls with someone who has a sort of little Britney mic,
like a
Bluetooth Britney mic.
Dude, that's fire. It's not fire.
It's my therapist.
It's your therapist. Wait.
Oh baby. Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know?
I put you in a bad key.
That's your college boyfriend did that.
Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know? That your small group at church told you that was true. Tell me what your grandma taught you.
Tell me, baby, why don't you... I was just about to say something too real.
Go ahead, say it, and we can beep it out if we need to. We can beep it out if we need to.
No, tell me, baby. You should have seen my face when I was like, no, don't say that out loud.
Tell me, baby. Will it be funny even a little bit?
No.
Okay, we'll just move along. Dang.
I can come up with something else.
Now, Oh, because when you sang a solo in the second grade, did you like the way it felt more than anything?
Or did your voice crack?
Did your voice crack? Did you? Oh, yeah, there's embarrassing stuff too, huh?
Right. That's kind of what you talk about in therapy.
Is the formative embarrassing stuff?
No, actually,
you talk about embarrassing stuff?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No, in therapy, I rock up like this. Girl, you will never guess. And then I say, and now this week, blah, blah, blah. And nobody understands that blah, blah, blah. And this person said this to me and it made me mad. It was blah, 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 blah. Oh. And then she's like this. Okay, so that's all the time we have for this week. Do you want to meet again in 2 weeks? And I'm like, sure.
Oh, baby, baby, this is not covered by your insurance.
You owe me $400.
Oh, baby, baby. Dude, they earned that shit. Being on Zooms all day.
Yeah.
With millennials. Being on Zooms all day with millennials.
Hey, Gabe, I know you don't understand what it's like to have a real job, but I am on Zooms all day with millennials.
No, but I understand.
And I do not get paid that much money.
No, but I understand. But millennials venting. It's just an hour and Gabe, of millennials venting.
And Gabe, that is what my job is like. And yeah. I do not get paid that much money.
Yeah, I guess.
I promise you that my job isn't that much different from being a therapist. No offense to you, therapists.
Oh, baby, baby.
How was I?
Wait, I am loving Britney Spears as your therapist. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
My go-to sort of formative thing is that I peed my pants in a Chuck E. Cheese once.
I was there.
In Denver.
Yeah, I know.
When
I was there.
We were hanging out with our cool cousins.
I know. I watched the whole thing happen.
You didn't watch me pee my pants.
I watched you pee
and
your
if
pants.
You did, and if you did, how dare you? Where was the help? Because you are a person who looks like you know where the bathroom
and
is.
Tell
and you
me,
did not help me.
And tell me this.
I peed by
what
the ski ball.
What would you, 9-year-old Gabe Gibbs, have wanted me, 7-year-old Allie Gibbs, to do to prevent you from tinkling your pants at the Chuck E. Cheese?
In my brain, I was like more than 9.
I don't remember how old we were.
No, but 9 sounds right. Because it was old enough that like should not happen.
Totally. Just like when
but
you pooped
young
on
enough,
my floor.
Young enough that like there's no way that happens when you're 15. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
But it was old enough that it was like in the zone. That
you were embarrassed.
I should not have done that. I had to like ride in the back of the car with
and
a towel.
And are you talking about that in therapy? Are you like, I peed my pants in a Chuck E. Cheese?
No, therapy for me, I haven't been in sessions in a while, but when I...
Therapy for me is non-existent.
Therapy for me right now is not happening, but... therapy for me is here's what my headspace is. Here's what I feel like my hamster wheel is that's spinning.
Yeah.
Can you help me parse through some of the miscues and misfirings in my like patterns?
Yeah. That's
more,
kind of all that
more
therapy
than
is.
Like more than like I want to talk about how oh, I should call mom about this because I remembered the other day, this is genuinely, I was about to fall asleep 2 days ago and was like, I should apologize to my mother about this.
What did you do to her?
But I'll apologize right here on the podcast.
She listens.
And then I'll call her about it.
Well, you don't need to call her. She listens.
She listens and she'll call me about it.
Right.
One time when I was 16, we were driving on the highway and she was feeling very nervous about how I was driving.
Uh-huh.
And I freaked out and I was insulted and I exited the highway and got out and made us switch and made her start driving instead of me.
Oh.
Because I was like 16. I was a teenage boy and I was like, you don't believe, you know, if you want to drive, right. You drive. Now, as a 32-year-old boy, I'm going, our mother has driving anxiety.
Right. And you were probably bad at driving.
And I was a new driver being bad at driving.
Yeah. And you're probably
so
going too fast.
So that was... absolute bifferoni on me.
Right. You should have been more mature.
Mm. Oh, bummer. 16-year-old me absolutely stepping in it.
Do you want to say an apology to mom?
Yeah, mom, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize And I think you were probably driving me to something that I needed help getting to. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Classic, like, mom helping you and then you being mad at how she's helping you. You know
mom,
what I mean?
And furthermore, mom, I'm sorry for how I was from halfway through sixth grade to halfway through eighth grade.
Just those 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've been delightful for most of my life, but I do think there was a rough patch there.
Yeah. We've all had a roughy patch.
Grant, what was your rough?
Is there a era of life that you'd like to apologize to mom for? Just to let the record reflect, Allie has 2 years. I have one incident. And if you'd like to...
I don't have memory of this, but I've heard from many people that I was a menace from two to six or whatever.
Oh, but you don't have memory?
No.
He was little.
You were killing it.
He was...
I was a menace from like 2 to 6.
She used to have to dress him in highlighter colors so she could spot him when he ran away in crowds. Literally.
He was fast.
You should have.
He was a speedy guy.
You were a really good child. As a little kid, you were a really good candidate for a leash. and she was unwilling to do that, but she honestly should have put your ass on a leash. For real. Because you would just go, you would just dart.
This is coming up in my adult life. If I have one too many beverages, I'm gone.
Where are you going?
You're running away? I'm going home. And I'm not telling anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Irish exit king for sure.
That's so funny.
I get to this point where it'll be the drink that puts me over the Irish exit edge. Uh-huh. And it goes, okay, I need to go home now.
I have a friend that
I need to go home now, and I'm going home now.
I won't use his name, but I have a friend who's the same way. We toured together, and all of a sudden, something would happen where he would just stand up and leave. It's over.
The night's over. Some switch flips.
I respect it because you're not giving into this societal pressure of like, gotta say goodbye to everyone and hope they have a good night. I want to go home. I'm going home.
The societal pressure of saying goodbye.
You're doing what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. But, okay. Yeah. Well, respect. I will say that what I want to do is encounter every single person at the party and say goodbye and when I'm going to see them again. That is genuinely what I want to do.
You want to do... What's the opposite
of... Oh my God, it was so good to see you. And like, are you going to be at this thing next week?
Is that a Scottish goodbye?
Opposite of Irish.
Well, I'm not sure I want to discover what opposite ethnicity is, which is why I just sort of went neighbor. I didn't want to be like, is that the Cuban goodbye?
And famously, we're Scottish. So we can say Scottish goodbye. I would say that's a Scottish goodbye.
Yeah, Scottish goodbye is when you say goodbye to every single person.
Yeah, and I'd be pulling those every time.
Like the bagpipe you are.
How about
I'll spend an hour saying goodbye.
I was doing some research on our last name prior to this episode just because I got curious because someone asked me what the origins of it was.
Isn't it Welsh?
I looked it up and it was mostly Scottish and English.
Yeah, I think it's Scottish.
Mostly Scottish, English.
But Gibbs, I thought, was Welsh. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
And 23andMe will show you, I mean, I don't know how real this is, but it'll show you like traits of Gibbs's. And I sent this to you two in a group chat prior. And one of them was, I forget what it's called, but it's exactly what Allie has, which is...
Isn't it misophonia?
Maybe, I don't know. I can't look at my phone right now. Extreme anger after hearing someone chewing or eating or mouth sounds.
I think we've talked about this because I was talking about the little boy who was sitting behind me on the plane chewing gum.
Yes, and you hated his guts.
And it's not like a regular... I don't really get annoyed with people. I genuinely and generally like people.
I think the record will reflect that you do get annoyed with people.
Well, I get annoyed with you guys, of course, because chat, who wouldn't? But I'm talking about like out in the world when people are like, oh, people suck or like, oh, it's so what? Oh, the humanity. I'm like, I'm generally enjoying being around strangers.
I like strangers. Often.
I like strangers.
The slowest song of all time.
I wanna go out and meet all types of people. I wanna know your name and something interesting about you and who else you know.
is the connective tissue that makes the world go round.
I like thinking that there's community out there.
This is the worst musical ever.
I like thinking that people I know know people I know,
people out there.
That's why I wanna know if you knew a guy I went to college with.
Who do you follow? Who follows you? Who do you follow? Who follows you? Who do you follow? Who follows you?
I can't find the harmony.
Who do you follow? And did Instagram put our moochies at the top? Or did I have to?
You know when you have to rearrange?
Scroll.
Bro. Just put the moochies at the top.
I just want to know who you know.
Who do you know? So that, here's what it is. Here's all it is. Here's all it is. I see it and I go, oh, KTB.
Right.
You know KTB?
Yes.
And they go, oh, yeah. He's a friend of a friend, but, and I go, oh, we toured together.
And then you go like this. Cool. And then you go like this. Small world.
Small world.
That's my favorite thing in the world. I love small world.
Has it ever happened where you're, it's almost always, oh, you know Kobe? I love Kobe.
It's always Kobe.
First of all, it's always Kobe. But I just mostly mean, like, it's never like, oh, you know Kobe? And someone's like, ugh.
That freak.
It's always love. Oh, he's right. The best.
Right. Well, today I discovered a person I was working with at an agency knows a person that I know went on a date with someone I know who's...
Wrap it up.
And I DM'd him during a meeting and was like, you know this person? And he was like, do you know her? And I was like, not really. But I met her once.
That is the nothingest connection in the world.
But then we went back and forth and we decided we're going to hang out next time he's in Los Angeles. See?
No, everyone says they're going to hang out with you next time they're in Los Angeles.
He meant it, you guys.
Bro, here's the thing.
He really meant it. He wants to be my friend.
It's not about if he means it.
It's
not about if he means it.
He likes me in the meeting and wants to be my friend for real.
Okay,
here's the thing. It's not about if they mean it, because genuinely they always mean it. But meaning it isn't enough to make it happen.
Someone I know once who's an inventor.
An inventor.
He knows that girl.
I know who you're talking about.
And I said I know her too, even though I only met her once.
That person is an inventor, and they're kind of famous. And do you remember when I called it?
At that dinner, this person was like, I kind of like.
No, I called it.
No, I said, that sounds like, oh, well.
No, I said, you got excited. An inventor?
No, okay, well, yes, you said that.
Because she made us guess her occupation.
But she was being coy.
Oh, you said you have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
She was being so coy. And then I
said, do you invent? She was being so coy. She's like, I make products and I blah, 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 blah. And Allie was like, are you an inventor?
Oh, we met an inventor in real life.
And then she was like, yeah, I guess you could kind of say that. But yeah, I kind of do it. And, you know, I make products and some people are starting to enjoy those products. And I said, you're famous on the internet, aren't you? I've never seen this
and
woman
she
before.
Is.
I said, the way you're describing it is the way that people who are thoughtful and sweet are genuinely famous,
totally.
Internet famous, but they're trying to be coy about it and not trying to come across uppity.
Totally.
So I was like, you're famous on YouTube, aren't you?
Totally.
And she said, I was like, she is. She's got like.
She is. She's and literally got she like. She knows a guy who I'm working with who's going to be friends with me in real life next time he comes to Los Angeles.
And he really means it.
He totally means it. Be my friend from work.
And if you're a listener of this podcast, we mean it when we say, please come to LA.
And find us.
Just find us. Just come to LA. Find us.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
You can pretty easily find me. Just come to LA.
I'm making it spooky.
Be my friend in real life. Don't come to
to my house.
Just come to Ellie's house.
Just meet me in public, please.
Come to Ellie's house.
You'll scare me if you come to my house.
Just come to her house. Except that she's got that neighbor who's very scary and will protect her.
That's true.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. It's actually insane that anyone listens to this podcast.
Yeah, we totally love you.
Thank you so much. Happy Wednesday. We're genuinely, I know I get a little churchy at the end of every episode, but I genuinely mean it when I say that there are... There's a big group of growing people who are listening to this podcast.
You guys, crazy. And it's I love actually you crazy. So much.
Seriously, it's so fun. Thank you so much for listening to this. Truly, Grant, as we said earlier, thinks that we're so corny but not cringy. And the other day he did say, I can't believe people listen to this. And that is true. I feel that way as well. We can't believe it. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that your Wednesday or whenever you're listening to this... is brightened a little bit
or
made spooky a little bit by the music, whatever you feel. And we'll see you
next Wednesday forever.
Podcast or die, we love ya.
We gotta go.